Thank you, Mr. Facilitator. In China's view, actively engaging in international cooperation in the biological field is very important to enhancing the universality of the convention and to enhancing the biosafety and security capabilities of all states, in particular developing states. We welcome efforts made since the 7th review conference by all parties to implement Article 10, and we support under the convention to continue discussion in this regard and to strengthen institutional building. China pays high attention to international cooperation for biosecurity and is committed to enhancing international exchange for peaceful use of biotechnologies, and we are actively engaged in foreign assistance in this regard. Also, we believe that international cooperation in the biological field at present is facing many challenges. On the one hand, under the framework of the convention, an effective mechanism to promote international cooperation is still lacking. And on the other hand, the dual use biological items and technologies, for them there is a proliferation risk, and this is still hampering international cooperation. At the same time, double standards and discriminatory practices by some countries further restrict countries, in particular developing countries, from benefiting from the dividend of biotechnology development. It is necessary to appropriately address legitimate non-proliferation concerns, but at the same time guarantee transfer of bio items and technologies, and to promote for peaceful use and to promote international cooperation. Together with Pakistan, we have proposed an initiative for a non-proliferation export control and international cooperation mechanism under the framework of the convention. We hope that the 8th review conference can mandate the further discussions under the intersessional process, and we have also put forward formulations, concrete wordings to the facilitators in written form. We support the NAM proposal in setting up a specific mechanism for international cooperation and relevant action plan. And we urge also developed states to increase input in international cooperation in order to reduce North-South gap in biotechnology development so that more countries can benefit from biotechnology development. China also supports the Russian proposal on the setting up of a biomedical mobile unit. At the same time, we support further tap the liaison role of the ISU in between supply and demand in international cooperation, and make full use of the international cooperation and assistance database. I thank you, Mr. Facilitator.